The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. It's Sunday and time for the Fish Community Lighthouse, shining the light on different parts of our community while also helping to keep you and your family safe. It's a public affairs presentation of 104.7 The Fish.
My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
Hello, it's Beth Bacall. Welcome to A Fish Community Lighthouse. Today, we are shining the fish spotlight on the Atlanta Angels. They seek to walk alongside children in the foster system, as well as their caretakers, through intentional giving, relationship building, and mentorship. And I know there are a lot of really great stories about how the Atlanta Angels have made a big difference in the life of kids right here in Atlanta and their caregivers, too. So I say hello to you, Christy Simmons. You are the president of the Atlanta Angels. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Beth. Yes, that's right. Super excited to be talking to you.
Thank you. We are very excited to hear all about just the name Atlanta Angels is already so inviting. I mean, it sounds like you are just spreading so much good all over Atlanta.
We are trying. Absolutely. Yeah, we are actually a local chapter of a national nonprofit. So National Angels is our kind of parent organization. And we actually just launched here in Atlanta last January. So we're coming up on our year anniversary, but it's been really exciting to see the community kind of rally around us and have been able to serve already over 200 children in this first year.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it's great to have a mentor for something so sensitive. I mean, these are children right here in Atlanta. I mean, you are building up our future leaders. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
So give us kind of an idea. We understand your mission statement is to really empower these kids and their caregivers. And then you mentioned intentional giving, relationship building, mentorship. Where's the beginning? Where's point A when it comes to Atlanta Angels?
Sure. Yeah. So, we do come alongside children and family once they're in the foster system. So we are not on the licensing or placement side of foster care, but we really seek to kind of change the experience of those who are experiencing foster care. So some of the just kind of background, really, we start with what we're trying to kind of solve. So over 50% of foster families will close their homes within the first 6 months to a year because of difficulties and lack of support, which leads to, increased placements for children. Over a third of children will age out of care, having been in three or more placements. And then if they stay in foster care, only 50% of youth will graduate from high school, and then only 3% will make it to college. And every child who's in foster care has experienced at least two traumas, right? Whatever led to them becoming part of the foster care system, and then the actual moving to a new home. And so we work from what's called a TBRI, or a trust-based relational intervention model, where we really seek to heal that trauma through consistent relationships. So giving is a big part of our program, absolutely, but more important is the relationship that goes with the gift. So we're never, just providing kind of a one-time thing, but we're walking alongside them. We're getting to know the children. We say that we believe every child deserves a healthy adult who knows the colors of their eyes and the passions of their heart. So that's kind of our starting point, or sort of high level what we do.
That's beautiful. And it is all about the relationship. Yeah. How do you build trust, especially with a child who's been very hurt? How do you build trust without relationships? So how does that happen once they get placed into a home? I mean, first, just that. It can be that in itself is a very emotional experience. When do you enter in?
So we work with families and children who are referred to us. That could either be self-referral or, you know, friend, family, or case manager referring them to our program. And then we'll reach out and speak with the foster family, parents, to do kind of a needs assessment and figure out what they need. So one of our main programs is called the Love Box Program. And with the Love Box Program, we match an individual or a group with a foster family to show up at least once a month for a minimum of a year commitment. And so each time that they show up, they're doing that trust building, right? So they come with the actual love box, that's the intentional giving, and it's based around what the needs of the family are that month. So it could be, you know, groceries and laundry detergent, or it could be paying for the entrance fee for sports that month, or like taking all the kids to the movies, or it could be backpacks, you know, when they're starting school or something like that. So there's the items, but then more importantly, they spend the time with the family and the children. And as they show up each month and they don't change and they come when they say they will, you know, they can start to build that trust through the time. You know, there's a saying that kids spell love, T-I-M-E. And so they spend the time with them and they get to know them and they play with them. And that's where trust is really built for kids. Our other program, Dare to Dream, is one-on-one mentorship with youth and young adults aged 11 through 20 plus years old. And that is a bi-weekly commitment. So every other week, the mentor shows up to, again, spend time with that youth or young adult and help them walk through specific milestones. The consistency and time are really, I think, the most important parts of building that trust and relationship.
T-I-M-E, you are so correct. Showing up and continuing to show up, because that's why they're in a foster situation to begin with, because people did not show up for them.
Yeah, so we want to change that story for these kids and help them know that, you know, they're valued and they're loved, and there are people who are going to come alongside them and help them walk through some of these things through life that maybe we take for granted. In our Dare to Dream program, some of our milestones are just things like learning to cook and obtaining your driver's license and opening a bank account.
Wow.
Really helping them get set up for the real world.
Fantastic. So the people, the families that bring the love box or provide the mentorship 101 for Dare to Dream, those are the volunteers that can become a part of the Atlanta Angels?
Yep, absolutely. All of our love box leaders, Dare to Dream mentors will be volunteers. So we do the vetting, the intakes, the background checks, the training, and continue at least monthly checkpoints with the volunteers and families. But we do recruit volunteers from the community to do that walking alongside. You know, we say that not everyone is called to foster or adopt, but everyone can have an impact on the lives of those in the foster care community.
Absolutely. And how encouraging it is for the foster family to know that they've got this kind of support right there in the community. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Say we have a Fish listener listening right now and they say, wow, I always wanted to foster a child. I wasn't able to do that, but I'd love to be a part of somebody's life in this way by showing up monthly and bringing a love box or by providing this mentorship. What do they need to do?
So it's super simple. All they would do is go to our website, atlantaangels.org, and click on programs, get involved, and there's a sign up right there on our website to become a volunteer. And then our volunteer coordinator would reach out and learn more about the volunteer, what their interests are, what their background is, and what they're able to provide. We try to be extremely intentional in matching our volunteers and our families based on needs and what the volunteer is able to provide. So some families have higher financial needs, and so we would match them with a volunteer that has that capability. Some families just need the time. They need babysitting and driving and things like that. So, you know, we're going to make sure that we match appropriately and that it'll be a really good fit.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you had some volunteers that had been in the foster system themselves at some point.
We do, yeah. I mean, in our chapter specifically, I'm not sure that we do yet. We definitely have a lot of people who have been in the foster system as foster parents. Many of our board members have been touched very personally by the foster system. Including myself, we adopted our daughter through foster care right here in Cherokee County a few years ago. Okay. So we're all very well acquainted with what it looks like to kind of walk through the foster system.
That's great. That's your heart. I love it. Wow, you have really extended it from your daughter to the rest of the world, or at least right here in Atlanta. That's fantastic, Christy. Can you share a story?
Yeah.
I know you can't specifically name names, but share a story about how what you do with the Atlanta Angels, how they have really made a difference in the life of a foster child and the family they've been placed with. Can you give us an example?
Sure. Yeah. So like I said, you know, we just launched a year ago, but one of our kind of first really big pushes was our Holiday Love Basket Drive. And we were really excited to be able to impact 159 children. Over the holidays, we were able to meet emergent needs and provide gifts and all kinds of cool things. And just a couple weeks before Christmas, we had a family referral come in, a self-referral from a foster mom of 8 children. That was a mix of biological and foster children. And as I was talking to her doing the intake, I asked her what the wish list items were for each of her children. And she said she wasn't sure. She had lost one of her jobs and knew that she wasn't going to be able to provide those wish lists, so she hadn't looked. And I said, well, look and send them to us. And I think it was 3 days before Christmas, we got the wish list and we were able to take and have a gift under the tree for all 8 of the children and the mom before Christmas. So, you know, to be able to provide Christmas for our family was really incredible.
To know that Christmas still can happen because of the Atlanta Angels, how that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we celebrate Christmas big, birthdays big. You know, like I said, we want these children in foster care and the whole family that's impacted to know that, you know, just to be filled with happy memories. And that was actually what prompted me to even want to start this process, was taking my daughter to a Braves game and just reflecting on how fun and happy that was. And then also kind of taking a step back and realizing that that's not the case for most children in foster care, that their childhoods aren't filled with happy memories. And so we want that to be the case for all 5,000 plus children in foster care in the Atlanta area.
Wow. Okay. Couple of questions. Say we have a first listener listening right now and they're a foster family and they've not heard about the Atlanta Angels yet, but they would like to be considered to become, you know, a part of the families that get loved on and get love boxes and get people that want to mentor the kids that are in their house. How would they connect with you for that?
So same process. They would just go to our website, atlantaangels.org, click on Programs Love Box, and refer a family. So we make it really easy for volunteers and family referrals. They could also just email us at info@atlantaangels.org. Either way, we're going to get them connected with our director of programs. Really similar process, actually, for the volunteers. We'll have someone reach out to them to do an intake and find out what their needs are.
If you have a heart for children and you've known that this is that year that you're supposed to find a volunteer opportunity, this could be that calling. In fact, you're listening for a reason. The Atlanta Angels makes a difference and really seems to make it a well situation in the fact of timing. It's like once a month, this is happening and you're building a relationship with the kids so you know what to expect kind of as much as they do. So there's not a whole lot of surprises here. It sounds incredibly well managed, but the vision for what you want as far as happy kids involves a little bit of time. If you've got that time, please log on to atlantaangels.org. That's atlantaangels.org. You can follow them and take a little peek on Instagram. Instagram, you can find Atlanta Angels, Atlanta_angels. Atlanta_angels. And your Facebook page, Christy, is ATL Angels Nonprofit.
That's right. Yep.
What would you say to somebody listening right now that is considering becoming a volunteer, that's considering becoming an Atlanta Angel?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's always worth it. I never cease to be completely in awe of the impact of this work and the meaning of this work. To be able to have a lasting impact on the lives of these children. And that's really what's key, is that, you know, you show up once a month for a year or more. Most people will stay on for more than a year, but that meaning lasts a lifetime. And really what we're trying to do here is create generational and sustainable change in the community. Because as they can grow up and see these outcomes change as they come into adulthood, we'll see that generational change where their children aren't ending up in foster care. I would just say to do it, to reach out, to join us in this mission, become a part of raising up this next generation.
to walk alongside children in the foster care system. That's what the Atlanta Angels do, as well as their caretakers, by offering consistent support through intentional giving, relationship building, and mentorship. If that's a mission statement that you wish to honor, then please connect with Christy at the Atlanta Angels. Thank you for raising up this next generation in such a wonderful way, Christy.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me share about what we do.
Oh, let's get your last brag in, because the way I found out about you is because you just won some kind of a little award. Will you share what that was?
We did. We were so excited. We won $1,000 from the Fish. It was the winter giveaway. It was win $1,000 for you in a nonprofit of your choice. So we had one of our volunteers won $1,000 for herself and then choose us as the recipient of the other $1,000.
Isn't that awesome? What does that tell you, right?
So exciting.
Well, it's really nice to meet you and to hear about the Atlanta Angels. Please stay in touch and let us know how the kids and the caretakers are doing in 2021.
Absolutely, I will. We can't wait to expand our programs and serve even more throughout this next year. So thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Fish Community Lighthouse, shining the light on different parts of our community while also helping to keep you and your family safe. It's a public affairs presentation of 104.7 The Fish, WFSH, FM, and HD, Athens, Atlanta.
My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse. I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore.